out to a 14-point lead. Everything looked like it was going great.
Yep.
Then they get back into it.
That's right.
But you had the answer in the second
half. That's right. You know, we knew that. That quarterback, we knew they were pretty good. They had put up 50 the week before, so really proud of our D. You know, they kind of hung tough. We wanted to make them go 15, 16 plays and sitting on 30 a little bit.
Yeah.
That was our game plan, and you saw that today. They had some success, but we bent, but we didn't break at times. And I think that was the game plan going in. And I got to tell you, the special teams, we worked on that kick return all week. We worked on that all week. That's something that we thought we could do. We changed it a little bit with Kyle and those guys back there. And, geez, when they ripped that off, that was just, you know,
huge,
that was something. It was just huge momentum straight. And the kids, you know, to have them participate in that, see that, talk about it all week, how we wanted to kind of get one, and just to see it happen on the field, it's just this huge boost for us.
Coach, you seemed to lose a little bit of momentum into the second quarter.
Yep.
You started out really strong. You put the 14 up. And all of a sudden, it just sort of slowed down a little
bit. I think that big pass play was big. You know, we had controlled the game, and then they hit an 80-yarder. And that is something, like I was saying, they had shown the ability to do all year. So I wasn't shocked it happened, but I was disappointed, and we kind of lost a little bit of that momentum. But I got to tell you, we came back in that second half. We didn't score on that first drive, but then our D made some plays. And that's really what we want to have our D wake up a little bit today. And I think you saw that in the second half.
I think because of that, the stats are a little bit skewed, you know, because they did. They moved the ball at times. And
they did.
Got first downs. And they had the ball a little bit longer than you did. But when push came to shove, I mean, you had the return.
That's right.
You made some big plays, caused turnovers, the three interceptions.
That's right. It's funny. It's, you know, the plan was to get back to our 30, to get back to what we started the year with when we were playing our best football.
Mm.
You know, D, that was kind of the thing. I mean, we went to some heavy looks against Classical and Marblehead and Danvers. Maybe we overthought stuff. And we just wanted defensively to go back to what had gotten us off to a fast start on defense early in the year. And that's what we did this week. And I think you saw a little bit of that today, especially in the second half.
We had some various guys step up and play big games. I thought Kevin Flaherty had a great game.
Yes.
I thought Johnny Jones had a terrific game.
He did.
Hugh played great.
Kyle
Chenard,
that return. Great. You know, we have a slew of backs. It's a bevy of them. You know, they come, they kind of feed off each other's success. That's right, Sam. And you know what? There's no really individuals when it comes to them. They all kind of are happy for each other when they do good things. And that's why you haven't seen us kind of have one guy run the ball for us and get, you know, 100 yards. It's a collection of them that makes them strong. So I liked it.
I think it was like 95, 61, 59, 40 today. Like, it was pretty spread out.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Running back all the glory. Yep. Jack Vail had a great game on the line.
Yeah, the offensive line did a great job, I got to tell you. Veal, Ofaish, Shares, all those guys, they came to play today. And our offensive line, I'm telling you, they've gotten better and better. I feel they're peaking at the right time. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you look at the film now, and you look at the film of our offensive line in August, and, geez, it's good to see. And maybe, you know, we're peaking at the right time. Who knows, you know?
How are you feeling that the guys feel, aside from you as coaches? You know, when your captains are speaking to the rest of the team, are you feeling good about they know what your expectations are of them, and in turn they're turning that on to the rest of the team?
I do. I feel like, you know, the captains are an extension of the head coach. That's why you got to make sure you got good leadership there. And I'm lucky enough to have four seniors that really get it. Look, get what we're trying to do. Get what it takes to be a good football team. And they've proven, especially lately, time and time again, that if we stick together, you know, we can play with people.
I know Kevin didn't put up great passing numbers today, but it seemed like the things that we've talked about, like him being smart and knowing when to throw the ball away how to manage the clock and things like that. I thought those he did very well.
Kevin was very savvy today. You know, it's funny. We had moments where things weren't there, and, you know, maybe a lesser experienced quarterback may make a risky play and hurt the team. But Kevin, like you said, knows to throw it away, you know, get to the next play. And, you know, he calls all the cadences on the money. He controls the huddle. He is just, you know, just a freaking leader out there. I mean, he's good.
One thing I noticed about his throws throughout the game, they got better. His first pass kind of floated.
Yep.
And that's sort of been the characteristic of the last couple of games on his, a lot of his throws. But all of a sudden, after that second half, he was much sharper when he was throwing the ball.
Yeah, he heats up a little bit, like, you know, a lot of quarterbacks. You know, and, you know, Kevin had that little bit. We were driving in that half before the half, and then that rain came down. You know what I'm saying? It kind of, you know, a good time in there. But in the second half, like you said, Kevin had the big throws. He's somebody I have full confidence in. I feel like we're a run, pass, pass, run team. We've been saying that all year.
How do you feel personally about winning your first game as head coach?
It's great, man. This is great. It's so true. It's very exciting. I'm thrilled. I couldn't be happier. It's a little bit surreal. You know, it's unbelievable to think, you know, a year ago, you know, how much has changed, you know, and now here it is. And, you know, I'm just want to enjoy this for a moment. This is just unbelievable. And then we're off to Tewksbury.
Awesome.
Awesome, buddy.
Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate it, Tim.
We'll see you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. Yeah.